And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. World leaders convened on Saturday outside Cairo to address the crisis in Gaza and ensure it does not lead to wider regional conflict. The absence of some Western leaders may have lowered expectations for what the event might achieve, but it allowed for an active discussion of the issues at stake. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Arab leaders condemned Israel's two-week-old bombardment of Gaza and Israel's attempt to evacuate the region. Jordan's King Abdullah blasted Israel for its treatment of Palestinian civilians and said efforts to displace the residents of Gaza was a war crime. Western leaders, such as Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, defended Israel's right to defend itself, but only within strict compliance to international law and humanitarian guidelines. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said both sides can take steps to lower tensions.
The time has come for action. Action to end this god-awful nightmare. And action to build a future worthy of the dreams of the children of Palestine, Israel, the region, and our world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
About 100,000 people joined a pro-Palestinian demonstration in central London on Saturday, marching through the British capital to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. A protester, who declined to provide a name, explained his reason for marching in support of Palestine.
Today, I'm here today to show my love and my compassion for the Palestinians who are suffering in Gaza and all the innocent lives that are being lost. We've came together today. It's not about religion. It's about humanity coming together and fighting for what's right.
Police had cautioned before the march that anyone showing support for Hamas, banned as a terrorist organization in Britain, would face arrest, and any incident of hate crime would not be tolerated. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.